So if I could speak to men specifically, I would say that like there is joy and happiness and fulfillment in willingly taking on burdens and duties for the betterment of other people. I believe that men specifically were created to cultivate, to tend, to protect, and to care for other people. The reason that you sit at home and play video games all day and then feel bad at the end of the day, I believe, is because you're going against the very thing for which you were created, which is to go out there and take on a burden or a duty and bear up under it and fulfill that burden and fulfill that duty. And so the reason you feel gross and empty at the end of the day and depressed is you're not having hardship. Like, you're not working towards something that is meaningful and valuable. Like, you look at our grandpas or like that generation of like, I'm going to go to war to protect the thing I love. And like, we don't have that anymore. And so what I do is I go to work and I like work as hard as I can, and I come home and I work as hard as I can. Men used to go to war, and now we play video games and brag about how other people are taking care of us as if we found some like loophole. Dude, that's not a loophole. That's an abdication of the very thing for which you were created, which is to build and cultivate and care and protect and defend and honor other people. And so it's no wonder that everyone is depressed, because they're not doing the thing that their nature demands of them. And so I would say, get out there and do something. Like, it's gonna suck, but you'll realize as you get going, hey, this is good. I'm growing. I'm becoming somebody. I'm bettering myself and the people around me. I can care for this village of people. Like, I can be a leader in this community. I can help the people who need help, and I can care for the weak. That is where you will find, I think, the thing that a lot of, you know, young Gen Z men are missing.
I think you were close to tears there, Aaron. I don't think I've ever seen you get so passionate. Yeah.
Always close to tears.